The Arctic Bar is Ketchikan's oldest business of its kind. In the 83 years since it swung open its doors, the home of the Happy Bears, as it calls itself, has seen decades of booms and busts.
I ran a big daycare center called the Arctic Bar.
For nearly half that time, Paula Weisel has been tending bar. She's still working behind the counter, but her title is a little grander these days, co-owner. And to her, the Arctic is more than a business. It's part of Ketchikan's community.
I didn't buy the bar just for it to be a bar. Kara didn't come on board for it just to be a bar. We wanted to be more than that, to give back and safe haven almost, you know what I mean?
Kara is Kara Jones. She bought a share of the bar about 5 years ago. She says enduring a nearly two-month pandemic-induced shutdown was tough. Shortly after the governor shuttered non-essential businesses across the state, an Alaska hospitality industry group estimated that 14% of bars across the state had closed for good.
Well, yeah, you wake up every day just wondering
what's going to happen.
Are we ever going to be able to reopen?
Yeah.
Are we going to
lose? Scary.
Are we going to lose everything? Are we? Yeah, lots and lots of questions. And because we're in quarantine, we have all the time in the world to think. And sometimes having too much time to think is not good.
Jones and Weisel talk a lot about family, the bar's family. They say they see patrons as family, their staff as family.
That day we reopened, I mean, it was, the regulars were just so excited to see us. We were so excited to see them. Yeah. You know, what's been going on for the last 2 months, catching up.
And that extends to the wider Ketchikan community as well. When a 9-year-old girl with a long list of ailments needed a service dog, the Arctic hosted a fundraiser. Some even host memorial services there. But like many Southeast Alaska businesses, the Arctic relies on summer cruise tourists to make ends meet. Jones says the winter is always a lean time of year.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, it costs us money to stay open in the winter. We would financially be better off to shut down, but we would never do that.
And beyond that,
I mean, by the end of February, it's time for a change because everybody's at each other's throats.
The locals are cranky.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
And in a good way. The locals are a little crankier than normal.
And the seasonals and the cruise ships do help bring, you know, break that up. And people are busy again and they're making money again. And so it's a happy, happy thing.
But that's not happening this year. Some 1.2 million cruise tourists were supposed to visit Ketchikan this year, but the pandemic led cruise lines to suspend sailings as ports in Washington State and Canada closed. Now only a few big ship trips remain on the schedule. Jones says it's a bit of a double whammy.
As owners, I would say, you know, we've been on an emotional roller coaster. We were so grateful to be open because you go back to what you feel is normal, and then you get here and you realize it's not normal because this isn't our normal.
At the same time, though, the owners say the Ketchikan community has stepped up to support the Arctic. Tips have been better, and
they've rang our bell.
Yes.
Our bell has been rang more times
that
than
is
I've
a fact.
Seen it in 35 years. I mean, the bell has been ringing.
And they're doing
it. Thank God. When somebody rings the bell, it's around for the house. Yeah. And they do it on, I mean, they're doing it on purpose. They know what that bell's for.
And they're doing it to support.
Yeah, to support
because
us.
They know.
But Jones says she's worried about what the future holds, especially when federal unemployment benefits run out later this month.
This winter is going to be hard on a lot of people, not just financially, but emotionally. I mean, there's a lot of jobs that are flat out not here.
It's getting me emotionally right now.
They say they're doing their best to keep up with the latest advice from state health officials, keeping tables 6 feet apart, for example. But Jones says there's only so much they can do.
And so that's why, you know, I stress about what the governor said about I'm putting this back on the people. And I don't feel like anybody should be shaming anybody else for their choice.
For now, though, the Arctic's owners say they'll do everything they can to make it through to next year to hopefully see Ketchikan's tourist economy recover. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.